Good morning, everyone. Welcome to this session. I'm Yang Huang, China Healthcare Analyst of J.P. Morgan, based in Hong Kong. Welcome to this session, and to be presented by WuXi Biologics. The presenter will be WuXi Biologics CEO, Dr. Chris Chen. Dr. Chen, you can get started.
Good morning. It's my time to report to you guys every year about the exciting progress of WuXi Biologics. So this year, we choose the title of a scaled CRDMO platform, delivering sustainable high growth. So scale at WuXi Biologics is incredible, and our business model, CRDMO, is very unique, and we want to make sure that we can deliver sustainable high growth. I'm gonna start with briefly talk about our business model, and mostly give you guys business update and a strategic footprint expansion. I cannot, you know, come to this conference without showcasing our technology leadership and our ESG progress, and then I'll give you a summary and outlook. Our business model is incredibly, again, we said we are scaled, integrated CRDMO model, basically one-stop shop and with a huge scale. So our vision is every biologic can be made. We have delivered that vision for the past 15 years. Every project come to WuXi, we deliver. That's not an easy statement. Every biologic project coming to WuXi would deliver. And that's why our mission, our vision is every biologic can be made. We said our mission is gonna accelerate discovery, development, and manufacturing of biologics for the global partners, as global clients. We did that. And then last year, we launched our CRDMO Plus strategy. We really want to continue to focus our clients, continue the global expansion, continue to innovate with our technology, and continue to be agile, make our clients the best partners of the world. The enablers of our CRDMO strategy, we are fully compliant with any global regulations. We have premier quality. Every BLA we file get approved. We are pushing into digital and WBS. WBS is our lean system, and very proud of what we do. As I mentioned, we are scaled CRDMO platform. What's our scale? Look at every year, we can deliver 10 PCC, essentially 10 assets for our partners to use. We can deliver 200 INDs. I cannot imagine any other company, right, who can do 200 INDs a year. We can do 20 BLAs a year. We will do 200 INDs this year. As you guys seen from the slide, we signed 209 projects last year. So it's end-to-end, one-stop shop. So we started with, you know, if you are an entrepreneur from Stanford University, we make the first milligram of protein for you. First gram, first kilogram, first metric ton. So as we scale manufacturing, our revenue grows exponentially as well. That's our business model. We cover all the modalities you think of. Monoclonal antibody, bispecific, antibody drug conjugate. Because the technology is our strength, the more complex the molecule is, the higher market share we are. That's why recently, for the past couple of years, ADC and bispecifics are about two-thirds of our portfolio. And they also constitute the fastest growing segment of our industry. So we benefit really from the more complex modality. So as a result, we won the 2025 Global Customer Value Leadership Award from Frost & Sullivan. So over the past 5 years, you know, this week, everyone is very happy about M&A, right? Everyone is anticipating something big is gonna happen. Over the past 5 years, 72 of WuXi Biologics clients was acquired at an average valuation of $1.4 billion. So because our CMC work, we have helped 72 companies, 72 of my clients become acquired and become part of large pharma. And as a result, investors get rewarded with $100 billion of money. So go to the right side. Over the past couple of years, we have already filed 600 INDs. 600 INDs over the past couple of years. This year alone, we're going to help file 200. You see the acceleration. On the commercial side, we have 25 commercial projects. We have 74 phase 3 programs. Our reliability is unheard of. Go back to our vision. Every biologic can be made. Our manufacturing success rate is almost 98-99%. So that's almost, if you sign a contract with us, you're almost like a bought insurance. 10 years ago, when I visited Boston Biotech, every CEO, if you ask every CEO, 50% of them had a headache with biotech manufacturing. 50%. Half of them have. If you are an investor, your portfolio company run into CMC issue, get a CRL from FDA. But now with WuXi Biologics help, you don't have that headache. I think that's how reliable we are. And then on the regulatory side, as I said earlier, 100% of BLA we filed get approved. So really, I want to give you an update on our business side. As I said, we are CRDMO. The R part is very unique. If you're a professor here at Stanford, you come up with an idea for pancreatic cancer, who can help you create that molecule? We can. Because we use our platform, we use our CD3 platform, we use ADC technology, use our phage library. As a result of helping you get the molecule, we get 3 to 5% royalties. And if you couldn't, if we use more technology, we can even get 5, 8% royalties. And if we're lucky, we even get 10% royalties. So last year, the upfront payment and milestone payment from all those programs is actually record high. And the biotech dollar we just generated from last year's contract alone reached $4 billion. Just CD3, as you know, CD3 bispecific is a huge class. I believe it's going to be more than 20 products approved. WuXi Biologics play a key role in there. Back in 2016, we started to invest in our own CD3 platform. We look at everyone's CD3. We said, that's not the best. That's not the best for the industry. We started investing in our own CD3 platform. We spent $10 million in 3 or 4 years. Now, every year, we're getting $50 to $100 million return, almost net profit. So that's almost already a 10x return. Fast forward another 5 years or even 10 years, we may even get $1 billion of royalties from those programs. We have 20 programs carrying royalties from a regular 3 to 5% to as high as 10%. So again, 20 programs with 5 to 10% royalties, unbelievable. So this is an investment, couple of $1 million investment back in 10 years ago. Now it's generating $50 to $100 million profit, and eventually will generate $billions of profit. And that's the beauty of WuXi Biologics R. And I think this is really exciting. And again, if you look at the program, back in the 2018, we signed a program with CTTQ, and later with Curon, Merck, GSK, RD just announced very exciting science. I'm sorry, Candid just announced very exciting program. And then Zai Lab, and then last Christmas with another major multinational companies. So those are the programs, again, hopefully will generate hundreds of millions of dollars of revenue and profit this year, next year, and will generate hopefully $1 billion of revenue and profit the 5-10 years from now. And those are the programs we're carrying royalties. I think we have a very exciting program from BioNTech, the B7-H3 antibody, duality BioNTech. We have a very exciting program from Merck, from GSK, and from other large pharma who we cannot disclose. We have 50 programs like this. Again, 50 programs. So the revenue and profit from this is already a significant part of our business today. Last year, we estimate about 20% of profit come from this business. Although this is a very small revenue, but because they are pure profit. So it's very small percent of revenue, but it's already 20% of profit last year. The year before, it's 15%. Fast forward another 5 years, maybe about 25% of profit come from royalties, milestones, and upfront payment. That's why our margin will continue to lead the industry. This is, if you are an investor, this is a famous, what we call golden funnel or diamond funnel. Right? This funnel represents the project we're working on right now. It's unbelievable. Our funnel is getting close to 1,000 molecules. When I left Lilly and started this effort myself, my Lilly friend said, it will be fantastic if you can work on 100 projects, 100 biologic programs. And then 15 years later, now we're close to 1,000 programs. And this dwarfs any company's own portfolio. Again, because we are a service business, every molecule in the funnel give me money, give me revenue and profit. So there's no scale issue. Right? No matter how much money you have on R&D, you have limited. You cannot develop 1,000 molecules. There's no limit. This could be 1,000. It could be 1,500. It could be 2,000. It could be 5,000 if our industry has a need. If AI can transform discovery, if someone can discover antibody in silico in a minute, I can develop them with, they can give me 100 projects. I can develop them in a year. So we will be beneficiary of AI revolution in the next couple of years because we have the scale to deliver. We're delivering 200 INDs this year. Why not 300 in 5 years? Why not 400 in 5 years? There's no limit because every project contributes revenue and profit to us. Right. So if you look at this golden funnel, we have close to 945 programs. Last year alone, we added 209 projects. That's why I said this year we'll probably deliver 200 INDs. We have 25 commercial programs. We have 74 phase three programs. So I always tell investors, when you look at WuXiBio, this is the only chart you need. You know we'll grow. You know our R is very good. You know our D is incredible. You know our M will give you a hockey stick growth. Because the funnel, as the program move, that's the beauty of our CRDMO model. R will lead to D, D will lead to M. Even during BioSecure, our D to M conversion is more than 90%. Basically, clients, once the project gets into the funnel, they don't leave. That's the stickiness of biologics. That's the stickiness. That's really our business model. If you look at the funnel, one great thing is actually more than last year we signed 209 projects is record high. The year before was 150. When we IPO'd 15 years ago, this was 20. So in about 10 years, the number of projects we signed increased by tenfold. Among the 209 projects we signed last year, more than half of them come from U.S. More than half of them come from U.S. More than about two-thirds are the more complex modality, are the most exciting modality, the bispecifics, multispecifics, the ADCs. Right? And then, as I mentioned earlier, we also have 23 Win the Molecule program. This is when my peers could not deliver, they actually come pick WuXi to help them resurrect or salvage the program. We have 23 programs like that. And among the 23, six of them are phase three. So that basically means, we'll help them do PPQ, eventually we'll be helping them do commercial manufacturing. So this is unbelievable. Again, the only thing you need to remember about WuXi Biologics is this funnel. As the funnel grows, our growth will be there. Because as I said earlier, we deliver 100%. Every project coming to the funnel, we deliver. As a result, they stay in the funnel, and they will go from R to D to M. If you look at our portfolio, it's already, because it's so big, they'll mimic our industry. So, we have about 340 MAPs. We have 196 bispecific programs. Bispecific is a relatively new modality. It recently really become exciting, but we have almost 200 assets already. And then we have about 250 ADCs. In our portfolio, we have almost 370 first-in-class programs. Again, go back to the concept of Harvard professor come up with the idea of pancreatic cancer. We can help them, deliver the first gram, first kilogram, hopefully first metric ton. In biologics, there are three most exciting modalities, and we are king of all three. Bispecific and multispecifics, we have the largest portfolio, probably about more than half of the bispecific are within WuXi portfolio. It's also the fastest growing modality. It's also the highest margin modality because we have R, D, and M. Right? For CD3 platform, we carry royalties, milestones. For our D, it's more complex, so the pricing is good. And so, and for M, we currently have three manufacturing projects. All of them hopefully can be mega blockbusters. So bispecific is actually the fastest growing, most exciting, highest profit margin segment within all the WuXi Biologics portfolio. It was not meaningful a couple of years ago. Last year was already almost 20% of my revenue. It's growing at a whopping 120%. So if you think about it, 2023, this is probably 4 or 5% of my business. 2024 become 10%. Last year became almost 20%. And that's the fastest growing segment. As I mentioned, I already highlighted my CD3 platform. But the most exciting bispecific in this industry is happening at WuXi Biologics. You see the CD3, CD19, CD3, CD20, CD3 PMSA, CD3 19-20, BCMA. And then that's one class. The other class is, everyone's watching the PD-1 VGF. We have multiple programs, PD-1 VGF. We have DLL4 VGF, EGFR, TGF-beta, 4-1BB calling 18.2. So basically, if you read the news about a breakthrough or bispecific tomorrow, 70% chance WuXi Biologics is the CMC owner. And we'll benefit from this whole bispecific. We'll see how next couple of years, what's the growth is going to be. But the past couple of years is very exciting. Again, go from 4 or 5% of revenue to 20% in 3 years. So a CAGR of almost 100%. Because we spin off XTC, so everyone know ADC, and they will be presenting this afternoon. But this is also a very exciting modality, right? We have 252 ADCs. We already have quite a few POC validated maps. We have the HER2 ADC, TROP2 ADC, folate receptor ADC, Nectin-4 ADC. And a lot of emerging. Again, it's probably very similar. If you hear a breakthrough in ADC, 65% chance, two-third chance, WuXi Biologics is behind that. WuXi Biologics and WuXi XDC is behind that. I said there are three most exciting segments of biologics. The other one is traditional map. It's a vanilla map. It's not as exciting as it want to be. But because we have been working on this field for 10 years, now we have many programs that's getting to commercial stage that will give us incredible revenue. FcRn franchise, AGF1R. We have maps for autoimmune disease, for kidney disease, for allergy disease. Yesterday, I met a client. He had an antibody for hair growth. Even for white hair, it grew back to dark. So I may need to produce 10 tons for that map, for China alone, 10 metric tons. So initially, I was hoping for Alzheimer's. Maybe actually the hair growth actually is better than Alzheimer's in terms of that modality. So for WuXi Biologics, you know, we get to work with the most exciting partners of globally. We have quite a few programs for kidney disease, for autoimmune disease, for peanut allergy, even for hair growth. So that's why I think in summary, this slide, this is the most exciting part of WuXi Biologics. You know, we will grow. We'll see even growth acceleration because bispecific growing at a CAGR of almost 100% in the past couple of years. ADC, you see the XDC growth and continue to see strong growth for fast forward. And on the map side, on the development side, it's growing on market because our size is so big. But on the manufacturing side, we'll see 30 to 50% CAGR in the next couple of years on revenue growth. So I already highlighted multi-specific, bi and multi-specific as really the WuXi Biologics' most exciting platform. Because again, this is really such a good example, good manifesto of WuXi Biologics' business model. We have R, who generate hundreds of million dollars of revenue and profit this year. We have D, the largest portfolio. The D will carry into M. The M, we already have three exciting programs that's already. One of them is already mega blockbuster. Two of them hopefully will become mega blockbuster. So the M will generate hundreds of million dollar revenue for us as well. And that's why I said, so really the multi-specifics are really the most exciting part of WuXi Biologics portfolio in the next couple of years. So go back to our RDM. I already mentioned that every BLA we filed get accepted by US FDA, EMA, by China. And that's our continue to be our track record. So it's almost like, there's a test. We always score 100 percentile in this. You can go to the website, search, our peers, what their track record is. But so far, we are 100%. So I mentioned very exciting R, very exciting D, and now the M part. A surrogate or a leading indicator of manufacturing growth or CMO growth is actually number of PPQs. You see, our number of PPQs a couple of years ago was a single digit. During COVID, we benefited quite a lot from COVID maps, COVID vaccines. That's why 2022, we have 22 PPQs. Among them, half of them are COVID programs. So if you take out the COVID program, it was about 10 programs in the past couple of years. And last year was 28. So go from average of 10 to 30. So tripled the number of PPQs. Again, and then this as of now, we have 34 scheduled. During this JP Morgan conference, we'll probably sign another 3 or 4. And then end of this year, will probably be much higher than this. So last year was about 28. This year, probably about 38 or even more. And then PPQ is a leading indicator of manufacturing growth. On the bottom, we show you how PPQ translated into product approval, translating into manufacturing revenue. The nature of our business, most of our program are new drugs. So they have a sales launch curve. So don't expect us to sign a PPQ today, $100 million revenue tomorrow. We'll sign a PPQ today. We'll have $20, $50 million revenue in the next 2 years. But then we have to wait for FDA approval. And then we have to wait for sales launch. So from a PPQ to a peak sales probably require 6 years. And that's the patience we have to wait. So a lot of people are expecting, a lot of investors keep asking, why cannot your M grow faster? Because we're working on new drug, we have to allow them sales to peak. We have to allow the sales to grow. And that's why our revenue profile, M revenue profile, is there. The M revenue is there, but it's going to grow faster than we expected, but we need some time. And that's the beauty of our business model, right? So you see the M revenue will grow in a very fast fashion, because 2025, as I said earlier, the number of PPQ already tripled to the average of the past couple of years. That basically means about, you know, 27, 28-ish, our revenue will grow very, very fast. Another factor is our PPQ success rate, 99%. We have done about 100 PPQs. We only have one of them has an issue. Our industry average, maybe 90%. That's a tremendous success factor. Again, that basically means if you want us to launch the product, we will help you launch the product on time, with a 1% chance of failure, where our industry average is 10% chance of failure. So as I mentioned earlier, most of our drugs are launching. Most of the commercial drugs were launching, so their revenue will need to ramp up. And that's why we have close to 99 CMO projects, but our revenue is still relatively low compared to our peers because they're launching. And that's a good sign. It basically means our growth comes not only from number of projects, but also from project growth itself. So for example, for one program, we currently only have $30 million revenue, but in 5 years, we'll have $100 million revenue. So that program will grow from 30 to 100 million. In the meantime, we'll keep adding more and more programs into the funnel. So as everyone knows, WuXi Biologics is a global company. We have a global footprint. We have a footprint in Ireland, in Germany, in US, in Singapore, and we just announced Qatar. Right. So we are increasing our strategic investment in US. Our total investment in WuXi Biologics and WuXi XC combined, our total investment in U.S. will be about $1 billion. We want to provide an alternative supply chain in U.S. with from end to end, from the DNA to IND to BLA. We are doing that in Singapore as well, you know, end to end supply chain. XTC was building a facility in Singapore. From piling the facility, from piling the ground to the mechanical ready, 15 months is unheard of. This is a project on time, on budget. So XTC will highlight this right now. This will start generating revenue starting this year. We have our drug product facility. This is a pre-filled syringe. Our vial facility will be ready next year. Our drug substance facility will be ready. This is a large scale, 120,000 liter facility for MAP will be ready 2 years from now. So we're putting a lot of efforts in Singapore. Our current efforts, US and Singapore. But we just launched a very exciting effort into Qatar. That's the sixth country we'll be operating in. We really think Qatar is probably the only country where we can replicate the execution and the profit margin of our China site, because it's such an attractive place. Before I went to Qatar, I didn't know much about the country other than World Cup, other than really the fascinating city. But once we get into Qatar, it's such a friendly business environment, and we really wanted to make Doha our future hub of biotech R&D. I imagine we have thousands of employees in Doha by end of this decade. So Qatar is, you know, besides Ireland, besides US, Ireland, Germany, Singapore, China, and Qatar is our sixth country. We'll have a significant capacity there, and you'll see. Because we have very strong cash flow, we don't need any equity fundraising to support the project. Our own cash will be more than enough to support the project. So don't worry about any fundraising from WuXi Biologics. As I mentioned earlier, technology is always a highlight of WuXi Bio. The reason we can deliver every project on time and on budget, and the reason we can be much faster than our peers is because of technology. I want to highlight a few. The CD3 technology I already highlighted, the WuXi Body bispecific. Right? Both technology we invested back in 2016. Again, now you know. Now it's everyone know bispecific is important. But we kind of know bispecific is important 10 years ago. And that's why we built the technology. That's why we can generate hundreds of million dollars of IP income from those technology already. And we have multi-specific platform. We have single domain platform. We have ADC platform. Last September, we announced most exciting technology of WuXi Biologics history. It's our new cell line. As you know, WuXi Biologics, the whole core is based on the cell. 15 years ago, when I started with the company, we have to screen 10,000 cells. 15 years ago, it takes 9 months, 10,000 cells get 2 grams per liter. last month 30 cells, from 10,000 cells to 30 cells, from 9 months to 2 months, from 2 grams to 10 grams per liter. So this is probably the best technology our industry can offer. And this is the only one in the service space who can offer. So we actually have companies who are willing to pay $100 million to license the technology. So this is going to be a game changer. You know, for every program come to Wuxi, we can get 10 grams per liter. So if every program is 10 grams per liter, then what's your bioreactor size? You only need a 5K reactor. 5K reactor already give you 50 kilo. It's incredible, this technology. But this is something, again, this is something we start to cook back in 2019. We are very excited to send here now, but the investment come from 2019. If you think about 2019, we have what we call semi-targeted. For those of you who are expert on biology, we found a spot. So typically, in our industry, you put a DNA mixed with a cell. The DNA, you don't know where the DNA go into the cell. That's how you get a cell line. That's why you need to look at 10,000 cells, figure out which one is the highest producing. Over the past 5 years, we found a hotspot in CHO genome. We know exactly where we want to go to. And we have the technology to deliver the DNA to that spot. That's why every cell, you know, 10 years ago, because when you look at 10,000 cells, there are some zero, some one, a few two. But now every cell is 8 to 10 grams per liter. So technically, I don't need to pick. I just put a DNA together with a cell, take a cell, and that's your cell bank. That's why we can cut the timeline from 6 months to 2 months, increase productivity from 2 grams to 10 grams per liter. And this will transform our industry. Again, you know, we can make, because if it's 10 grams per liter, annual cost of biologics will be a few thousand dollars. If it's a recent, for example, PD-1. PD-1, the annual manufacturing cost of PD-1 using this technology is only a few thousand, $2,000, $3,000. We can make biologics really, really affordable. I think because we pioneered the whole disposable manufacturing, a lot of investors, a lot of clients initially also doubt whether disposable works. If you have a 10 gram per liter, if you have disposable, now you know why it works. For Wuxi Biologics, we planned this whole thing from get-go. Right? Because my 10 gram per liter times 5 to 6,000 liter reactor, I get 40 kilo. If you look at the first generation of Herceptin Avastin, they were made in 20,000 liter reactor because the titer is only 1 gram per liter. So every batch you get 20 kilo. Now with my technology, every batch get 40 kilo. I can double the throughput comparing to what the traditional industry output. And that's why my reactor scale is smaller. But if you have a grandfather cell line, if you have an old cell line, if you have a grandfather project, I can do it for you. Over the past couple of years, we've done 300 batches by multiplexing the reactor. One reactor is only 4K, but why don't we put four of them together, become 16K. We did that in Ireland, we did that in China. So I think, with our capacity, we can actually deliver 30 metric ton. I mentioned earlier, a hair implant or hair growth antibody may need 10 metric ton. But I can build a 10 metric ton facility in China in 2 years. Now I can build it in Qatar in 2 years, in Singapore in 2 years. So I think the manufacturing platform is super rigid. It's cost competitive. I think industry always have a debate, disposable should be more expensive than stainless steel. We have a disposable manufacturer in the room. We already proven with our 300 batch, there's no cost difference. Disposable, a single plastic bag is as effective cost-wise comparing to a stainless steel vessel. Because your CapEx is lower, your footprint is smaller, and you are more environmentally friendly. So as our industry evolve, we see a lot of projects go from IV to a sub-Q. Even for oncology project, patients want to do it at home. So as a result, we actually delivered all those technology to enable us to convert an IV product into a sub-Q. We have done many projects already. So if you have a drug that needs 4-hour IV infusion, patients have to stay in the hospital for 6 hours. Now you can convert, with Wuxi's help, we can convert it into a sub-Q. You can administer at home. 2 minutes, one injection. I think that's all the technology we have and enable that. Drug product is also a core part of our business that's growing. We're already developing 500 formulations. We have 100 projects. We can formulate the protein to 150, even 250 mg per mil. And that's why with the, you know, if your dose is only 250 mg, we can actually make it into 1 mL. You can deliver at home instead of go to a hospital IV for 4 hours. Those are the technologies that we are developing. We have been helping global companies with that. We want to be the world leading digital CRDMO. I think we have a DaVinci client portal. So all the data our client need, you can access it from DaVinci. We have a BioFoundry, is our own system for documenting every data. Every piece of data is in the BioFoundry. We have manufacturing batch record electronic system to allow, you know, paperless manufacturing. We really, all those platforms are already in the works, and hopefully by next year we'll be launching all of those. So we're already launching piece by piece as of this year. WuXi Biologics' vision of manufacturing is, in 3 years, we don't need anyone in the plant. In 3 years, we don't need anyone in the plant. The plant run by itself. It's fully automated, continuous processing. And that's why we're launching what we call PetroLab. This is a digital twin of a manufacturing facility. If you ever get a chance to visit our Shanghai facility, you can already see it. We have it already running at a 50-liter scale. So it's a 50-liter reactor, but it's continuous run. Every day you get 10 grams per liter in there. So you get, you know, it's a very small vessel, but every day you get 500 grams, and you keep running in there. And then we have a digital twin that allow us to manufacture that. We use Raman to say, we don't even need to sample. We don't even need to sample, because every data, the computer is monitoring and then help us make decisions. So this is what we call our Petro Lab. It's our own version of a digital version of a manufacturing facility. We always are very proud of our ESG performance. Right? If you look at every metrics, our ESG score is highest, one of the highest in the industry. That's something I really, as a global company, emerged from China. I'm very proud of what we have done and what we have been doing with ESG. I think overall, we are on track to deliver 2025 with sustainable growth momentum into 2026. So we are on track to deliver a very strong 2025 with both top line and bottom line. I already mentioned to you that bio and multi-specifics are our most exciting platform and the fastest growing within WuXi Bio because we have R, D, and M. We have already fully established track record in large-scale manufacturing with either disposable or our own hyperdesign cell line. We continue to invest technology. So I highlighted the CD3 technology we invested, highlighted the bispecific technology we invested, highlighted the cell line technology we invested. Right? On our side, we see record high number of milestone and upfront payment. On the D side, record number of projects. On the M side, the number of PPQ increased by 75% comparing to the year before. We are very excited about Qatar and our future investment in Qatar. Looking forward into 2026, I think we'll continue to see, and you already know the funnel. You can see the growth in 2026. We already continue to see R grow strong, D grow strong, M grow strong. We have quite a few blockbusters. We had an FDA inspection in our Ireland facility last month. We have one more FDA inspection next month in our Shijiazhuang facility, Hebei facility. We have March, basically FDA coming to us almost every month for a product approval inspection. So we're expecting a few product launch this year. All those inspections are hopefully for mega blockbuster product. So the revenue, the explosive growth of manufacturing revenue will come. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Chen.